TED Audio Collective.
It's TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hugh. Today, a talk about the technology or tools we need to survive, whether it's wells necessary for clean water or lately the refrigerators we need to keep vaccines cold. In her talk from TED Monterey 2021, technologist Nithya Ramanathan shares a simple, game-changing solution that keeps life-saving equipment working.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
I love what I do. I also love the idea of not doing it one day, but it's getting harder to know the best way to move into the future towards retirement. We hear about inflation, rate hikes, the changing market, gotta get the kids through college, build an emergency fund. And then there's retirement. Here's where Fidelity comes in. Fidelity can help you find clarity in saving for the future, even as your path and priorities evolve. How? Well, they'll help you create a free personalized plan that adapts as your priorities change. They'll also show you what's called timely insights, small tips on ways to save and invest to help meet your goals. And you can monitor your plan so you stay on target. The future's coming, and so is retirement. Fidelity can help you take it on your way. Learn more at fidelity.com/future. Expenses charged by your investments and other costs and fees associated with trading and transacting in your account apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services member NYSE, SIPC.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
If you're struggling to keep up with all the latest innovations in tech and what they'll mean for your life, TED Tech has you covered. Get ahead of the curve with digestible downloads on some of the biggest ideas in technology, from AI and virtual reality to clean tech. Find TED Tech wherever you get your podcasts.
There I was, an American woman, up to my knees in muck, wielding these strange metal boxes. I was in rural Bangladesh, deploying sensors that we'd built in order to understand why the groundwater was making people sick. And I attracted some attention. But my tech simply measured the problem. The local communities that I'd really come to connect with were expecting a solution. So I raised funds, hired engineers from the city in order to dig a deep well and bypass the arsenic and provide access to clean water. And we celebrated. But as I boarded the plane, I thought, what if it breaks? I'm an engineer. I know that's not if, but when. When the well breaks, who will fix it? How will they pay for it? And will they even know there's a problem in the first place? And I soon learned that this is all too often how life-saving equipment is deployed globally in countries with limited electricity and infrastructure. I kept thinking, I don't want to just build sensors that measure a problem once it's very bad. What if instead we brought together the tech built to measure together with the equipment built to solve? What could we unlock? Take vaccines. Vaccines won't work if they get too hot or, surprisingly, too cold. So distributing vaccines requires refrigerators, big and small, to function reliably. Fridges can save lives, but all too often, like any kitchen appliance, they break. One study in South Asia found that over half of vaccine doses showed evidence of temperature damage by the time of the end of their journey. This means that the children that would have received those vaccines may not have actually been protected. Fridge failure is a big problem, and it can happen anywhere. Here in California, in 2015, Stanford Children's Health discovered a fridge that had been malfunctioning for up to 8 months. Staff contacted 1,500 families about revaccinating those children. But what if you can't just get the families on the phone? What if they live a six-hour walk away? What if that first shot is your only shot? The stakes are high, especially now with COVID vaccines. Now, in May 2021, in Tanzania, a failing fridge with our smart sensor prompted an immediate response from the regional immunization officer, and a technician was out to the site and fixed some faulty wiring, and all the vaccines at that site stayed safe. Real-time sensor data made all the difference. We built a simple solution that continuously monitors the temperature and keeps that fridge in Tanzania connected. It sends an immediate text message automatically when the fridge fails. And importantly, the nurses and the technicians are ready and equipped to respond and fix the problem. My team and our partners have scaled this technology to over 15,000 sites across Asia and Africa, protecting the vaccine supply for 1 in 10 babies born on Earth each year. And the same data that's used to actually detect the broken equipment can also be used to reveal the strongest links in the chain. These are the best sites and routes to use in an emergency. My team is working now with countries to reveal these pathways for COVID vaccines. So using sensor data, we're identifying the best vaccine sites in terms of temperature control. In turn, these sites can then serve as a backbone for all vaccine delivery, now and in the future. So here's what I've learned. Sensor data can change the game by providing a common source of ground truth that enables coordinated action required to maintain life-saving equipment. Not just vaccine fridges, but any equipment deployed to save lives, from solar panels on hospitals to ventilators and oxygen tanks. But in order to realize these benefits, we need to invest in data and ensure that local communities and countries are in the driver's seat and that they have access to the resources they need to act on what their data is telling them. It's worth it, I know, because I have seen how the same tech can be used to measure, solve big problems, and sustain those solutions, just as my friends in Bangladesh were right to expect all along. Thank you.